Day 297, or October the 24th. Don't be distracted. Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Pilate finally condemns Jesus, and he is taken away for crucifixion. Luke faithfully records the death, resurrection, and many sightings of the risen Christ as he concludes his history of the earthly life of Jesus. It is thanks to Luke that we have a detailed account of the meeting between the risen Jesus and the downhearted disciples on the road to Emmaus. His next writing project is to write the key events in the early church in a book that we call Acts of the Apostles. In true soap opera style, Luke ends with a riveting climax as Jesus ascends back to heaven. What a sight! He then repeats this miracle at the beginning of Acts of the Apostles, just like we often get a review of what happened last week when we watch a TV series. And now our action step for today. In the middle of the most dramatic events in the whole of history, we read of some anonymous Roman soldiers sharing out the clothing of a local carpenter and not hearing the words that would have changed their lives forever. I wonder if these soldiers ever mused over such a missed opportunity later in life. I wonder if they did, and we will meet them in heaven. Whatever it was that happened to them, in this verse we have a great reminder to fix our eyes on Jesus and not to be distracted by the irrelevancies of life. I firmly believe that far more people would believe in Jesus if they spent a few minutes considering his claims. However, that is true for many believers too. We would be so much closer to Jesus if only we spent more quality time with him. I know of no one who said on their deathbed that they had spent too much time with the things of Jesus and how they wished they had spent less. Is it time to get serious and give Jesus the time he deserves?